Of course I speak my mind. My head would explode if I kept all this to myself. Hi, this is Coach MK, and this is the Morning Mantra.
Hi, my name is MK Fleming. I'm a run coach based in Denver, Colorado. But this isn't a podcast about running exactly. Don't tell my clients, but we're never really talking about the running. When you know a craptastic event is coming, it helps to have a mantra to keep you centered and focused as you move through it. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached and loved by Coach MK. And if you are here, then you are hashtag winning at life.
Today's mantra is spell it out. Spell it out. This weekend, about an hour before the fitness protection live stream began, I received an email. Coach MK, I am frustrated. My baby is now a toddler and I really want to train for a marathon this year, or maybe a fast half. I discussed this with my spouse, who promised to be supportive. It's almost March and I don't feel supported at all. I'm still doing everything for the kids, and when I ask for help, I get heavy sighs and passive-aggressive pushback. Last week, she told me that she still has goals and it's not fair to ask her to forget them. I don't know what to do. Should I give up on a race this year? You can hear my complete response in the Running Life podcast episode that will drop in the next day or so. But there's an idea here I really want to pick apart, and that's the notion of support. Webster's definition of support is to endure bravely and quietly. But in this case, as in so many others, that's exactly what we get, silence. But it's not what we asked for. You see, you have to go all the way down to the fourth definition, which is to hold up or serve or act as a foundation or prop for. Chances are pretty good that's exactly what we were asking for. Here's the rub. It's easy to offer to support a person or cause that we care about. Just about anyone would silently and bravely watch and observe all kinds of things, meaning we won't actively obstruct them. We will not work against them. Supporting can mean staying aside. But being silent and staying aside means that we will never actually reach the fourth definition, that thing most people need most was for someone to hold us up, to serve, to act as our foundation, or prop us up, unless we spell out exactly what that looks like situation by situation. Now, I am not saying that you aren't getting what you want because you aren't asking correctly. That's bollocks. I am saying that it's easy to promise to be silent and get out of the way. It's also easy to ask for a person to do that. It's much harder to ask for a bulleted list of exactly what you need in order to be propped up or supported in a given situation. And that ask will be much easier to say no to. Doesn't mean you don't deserve it. Just means we need to think about what support looks like and be really clear about what we are asking for. Silence, action, or both every time we ask for something as vague and yet as critical with as many definitions as a word could possibly have as the word support actually does. So, the mantra. In those moments when you realize that your spouse, partner, co-parent, friend, or coworker isn't doing the thing you really asked them to do, that thing that you need them to do, stop. Say to yourself, spell it out. Spell it out. Then do that. On paper, make a list of what they are not doing that you expected and ask yourself, did they actually agree to this? Would I have asked for this? Do I feel comfortable going back and asking for all of this? And make sure you do this examination, this reflection, without shame or judgment. This isn't about you. It's about getting what you need, and there are multiple ways to do that. No one person can be everything we need all of the time, or even in a given situation. Maybe you actually do need everything on that list. Great. There's nothing wrong with you. Maybe we can split that list up between a couple of people. It sure is easier and better and more interesting to reel more people in than rule our dreams out.
You are coached, you are loved, and you are winning at life. And you are definitely winning at life if you subscribe to my Nuzzle Nut newsletter, follow me on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram. Feel free to do all three.